Hey, this is Connect the Dots radio show, live, coming to you on BBS Internet Radio. Radio Free America, where the truth can be spoken without fear of backlash of any kind. And, hey, this is the day. If we go back, back in time, like, I don't know, how far back do we have to go? 61 years, and the Beatles had just conquered America, and we're going to leave the following day. Wow, is that hard to believe? Hey, so much has happened in between then and now. And let me just say, hey, here's a message. This is a call-in radio show. Hey, but here's a message from the Arcturians. The energy entering your sphere of creation is removing old aspects in congruence to your desired soul trajectory. Wow. This energy enters your form as light encoded packets of information in the form of sacred geometry. This is accepted by your soul and integrated. A message from the Arcturians. But hey, there's more messages out there. How about from the keepers of the Hall of Records? Woo! Here's a message for them. There is a bleed through occurring from all simultaneous timelines and lifetimes. You truly have no past, as all experiences are overlapping in this now moment. Wow. You are learning, sharing, and expanding from all of them at once. Wow. Can you comprehend all that? Hey, there's more. How about from the Arcturian Council? They've got a message for us, Earth beings. And they're saying, light grids on your planet are preparing to go through an upgrade. This will allow exponentially more light to dawn in your world. Yeah, good. Grid workers all over Gaia, that's planet Earth, are being ready to transmit this additional light in two points where they are guided to be present. Hey, light is being shed our way, but there's more. Here's a message from Merlin relating to what's happening now. Yeah, Merlin the magician. And he says, in a silent space lies your inner treasure. You will not find it in others, their words or experiences. You will not find it within a routine of stagnation or boredom. You will not find it within things you covet. You are a divine, multifaceted diamond. Seek yourself, says Merlin, giving us words of wisdom. And we should be looking for words of wisdom. How about a message from the water elementals? Yeah. Consciousness everywhere. Water is a divine blessing and a great healer. Place a healing request as you bathe and respond with gratitude and thankfulness. Before you drink, place your desire or intention within the water. Water holds intelligence and light codes for you to discover. A message from the water elementals. I'm telling you, there's so much wisdom out there, it's unbelievable. How about another message from Merlin the magician? In many ways, life has become a hyperbole. You might have to look that word up in the dictionary. Yeah, in many ways, life has become a hyperbole. As events and situations in your world are exaggerated beyond their true significance. It is a distraction, dear one, with the purpose to confuse and distress. All is truly well with the life quotient increasing expeditiously. Words of wisdom from Merlin the magician. Hey, let's have a third one from Merlin. The element of water is beginning to move in ways it hasn't before. Tidal waves are coming. Your planet needs to cleanse and wash away the old energy. Take note and do the same for yourself. Cleanse the deep veins of pain within. And whatever means feels right for you. Yeah, more words of wisdom from Merlin. Hey, and just for a little common sense there, remember, no matter where you go, there you are. Is that amazing or what? Well, all I have to say is projecting love will gather love. How about that? And it makes sense when you think about it. Anyhow, this is called a radio show. The number here is 888-627-6008. All you need is a telephone. Hey, if you got something important to say, call in. Hey, don't be shy. Oh, boy, oh, boy. You know, your multidimensional DNA is getting an upgrade. While we sleep, it happens. Pleiadians are somewhere involved in this. So that's good news. And think about those words of wisdom I just brought to you. Talking about intention in water. Like I'm going to take a drink of water now and the intention I'm putting in it, and you can listen to me drink the water, is may all things work out for the better. I'll drink to that. Mm-hmm. Ah, delicious H2O. Water, the universal solvent. Well, there's so many things happening now. So many things are being brought to a head. Will the wars end? You know, Gaza, Ukraine. You know, different tactics are being deployed, and we'll see what happens. But we as individuals, we need to be doing our share, putting our consciousness out there, putting our thoughts and aspirations out there, putting our intentions into the water we drink, like it was just mentioned. We all have our part to play. We all have our participation to contribute to the collective situation. Most of us don't want war. You got to wonder why is war happening still. Of course, it's being done on purpose for control of the masses by the elite and the small, evil, negative groups that still are holding out here on planet Earth. Things are going to change. I've said it before. If you listen to my show, the event is coming. But it's important for us to remember all that's happened beforehand. You know, we have to kind of review the hidden history along with the so-called accepted history to bring us to this point of where we are now, with all the deception still goes on, and while the suppression of truth still goes on. The I like to take it back to, you know, we could go back millions, billions of years with the revelations presented to us from Ashiana Dean and the her cloistered group of people who fed her the information for her Voyager books. But it's just too far back, you know, the Phantom Matrix, you know. It all fits in. It's an important point to consider. But I like to start with about 500,000 years to the present, approximately 400,000 plus years ago, whether it was 450 or whatever, the Anunnaki, the history of the Anunnaki shows up in the Sumerian tablets. The landing on Earth, fighting battles, and then stealing our minerals, and then deciding to use humanity for slave labor about 300,000 years ago, when they started interacting with humans and training us and altering our DNA, dumbing us down to make us perfect for slave labor, to teach us to go into the mines and mine the gold that they were stealing from our world. So it's an important point to realize. Most of this information I'm talking about comes from the Zachariah Sitchin books, like The 12th Planet, because he had the qualifications to decipher Syrian clay tablets, of which I hear 25,000 are still gathering dust in museums, and nobody's bothering to, the work isn't going on to decipher more. But these superior beings came to Earth, and, you know, there's the planet Nibiru. You know, some people say that's a fictional name. It's also called the planet of the cross, or whatever planet they came here in. They came from another planet, and they've been here, according to Sumerian clay tablets, you know, the record written in stone, basically, that they've been around here for 445,000 years ago, and about 300,000 years ago, they started interacting with humanity. This is a very important point to understand. These superior beings, sometimes evil in their ways, harsh, cruel, over-demanding, larger than us, and over-dominating, interfered with the normal human race and the way we were evolving. And they took away, turned off our DNA. Human beings should be all, we should all have 12 active DNA strands. And they took away 10 of them and made them dormant. This is evil, what was done to humanity. So we were behind the eight ball, pretty much most of humanity. You know, I'm sure there were small pockets that they didn't get to, but most of the humanity was behind the eight ball from 300,000 years ago. This is an important point to realize. And other bits of information from other sources tell us that the famous Luciferian Rebellion that happened in our universe made its way to Earth about 220,000 years ago. Lucifer and his number one, Satan, convinced the planetary prince of Earth, supposedly the true God's representative, to join the rebellion. And later, I won't mention his name because he doesn't deserve his name mentioned, but it's out there if you really wanted to find out, but his nickname became the Devil. So there was a trinity of evil from 220,000 years ago. Lucifer, Satan, and the Devil. Or you could be another trinity. You could call it Lucifer, the Devil, and the Anunnaki. They're kind of a devil race in a way. They're the ones who set themselves up to be the false gods. So when we talk about the Orthodox scientists talk about the beginning of civilization in Sumeria about 6,000 B.C. or something like that. This was set up by the Anunnaki. They wanted to give us the city-state structure at that point in time so we could do things the way they wanted us to do things. They were the ones who set up government. And that's why we don't like government, because government, the way it was set up with Sumerian society, was a small group of people would rule over a large group of people. And it was a class system, the elites and the servants. And that's pretty much what we have today. And governments over the years have attempted to be better. It's pretty much the same thing. You know, even look in America today. There we go, America region today. We have billionaires, Trump and Muskie Boy, making most of the decisions here in America. The elite, the billionaire elite, having control over us, the regular people. And it's a problem with that, you know? And if we're going to blame anybody, we have to go back to the negative ET races that came from the 12th planet of the crossing, whatever you want to call it, Niver Iru. They came here and they imposed their hierarchy rule class system upon humanity. And we still have something very similar to that today. You know, we've done our best to set up these things called republics, but republics really don't work because people are too easily corrupted. Why are they easily corrupted? Oh, there's many reasons for that. But we need to understand that with the Luciferian Rebellion and the real God's representative of Earth joining that, becoming known as the Devil, along with the Anunnaki, a trinity of evil, and other negative forces that have come to our world with Chilean Strakos and all that, the criminals from the Orion constellation, Zeta Reticuli, all these negative races. And we're talking about the fallen angels and stuff like that. We're talking about invisible beings also, no physical reality, but they can enter our minds telepathically and control us to do things that they want us to do. And if we're not aware that these type of evil things exist, we can be easily influenced to do the wrong type of thing. And this is part of the big picture we need to understand. And then if we come forward in time to more modern times, let's say 1776, you know, that was the start of the Illuminati in Europe. Not only, Declaration of Independence in America here, but at the same time in Europe, the Illuminati, that group of special elites, brought their little act together over there. And though it's been said they were disbanded, they survived in different ways and gathered the Masons and other groups to join their cause. And they evolved into the New World Order, along with the bankers and the other negative key races that control their thinking. You know? And that's what we have going today. But as we progress from the 1700s, let's just talk about America. You know, the ETs were beginning to, the negative ETs were beginning to invade our planet in the last 100, 125 years ago or something like that. The first in America, the U.S. cavalry came across gray ETs in a cave out in the Southwest. I don't know whether it was 1905. You can look it up and find that one. And then in the 1930s, the negative ETs were working with the Nazis. And the Nazis learned some of their secrets with the anti-gravity flying machines and stuff like that. And when the war was over, they took their knowledge down to Antarctica and had a fleet of flying saucers down there. And at the same time that was happening, people in the U.S. were being contacted by negative ETs. We've heard, all might have heard about the Philadelphia experiment in 1943, where, as the official story goes, a message came from outer space telling us how to make a machine that would make a battleship invisible. Essentially, having talked, you know, a lot of information on that. Actually, the Philadelphia experiment connects with the Montauk experiment 40 years later to the day. And that has to do with the men that jumped ship in Philadelphia Harbor when the ship disappeared off the radar screen, and then they were picked up 40 years later out in Long Island, New York State. And so, and there's a resighting of the ship from Philadelphia Harbor down to Roanoke, Virginia, or something like that. So things were shifting around. And this was an evil plot by the information sent us, was an evil plot to open up a portal with the turning on of the power in Philadelphia Harbor to let in demons and undesirable negative ETs. This is an important part of history. So more evil beings enter into our world around that time, 1943. And of course, most Americans weren't told about what was going on there when it was happening. Now you can find quite a bit of information of it. And it wasn't until 1947 when that UFO crashed in Roswell, New Mexico, that the public got their first glimpse of their possible being extraterrestrials. Of course, the secret military groups in Europe and in America were being contacted by these negative ETs beforehand. And it just got worse after the end of World War II. And more negative ETs were making pacts with American presidents, with European people, with the Canadian government to come and abduct humans for experimentation. And they were given permission to do that. And supposedly in exchange for weapons technology. And so that's part of the big picture that has, humanity has been subjected to, including us in America. And there's still people being abducted in America. And Canada, there's still a lot of Native American women being obviously abducted. Some of them are being killed, but they're disappearing. People means abductions. We still have children being abducted and disappearing. When a child disappears, chances are it's been abducted by negative ET races. And of course, there's the satanic cults that abduct children for satanic worship, slaughter, torture, drinking their blood, and all that other kind of crap. Leads to the adrenochrome, supposedly the hive of the evil elites. Why don't they just take some LSD and be happy? You know, nobody has to suffer. And of course, why is LSD still illegal? Because the evil elites who still rule our world don't want us to expand our intelligence. When you're a smart, level-headed person and you take LSD, you're plugged into the board. Your senses expand. You become knowledgeable in one night. You learn a lifetime of experiences. And the government doesn't want you to gain such knowledge and wisdom. And that's why it's still illegal. Sure, there'll always be a few stupid idiots that don't try to do LSD, and they don't do it intelligently, and they end up having a bad experience for 1,001 different reasons because they didn't listen and apply themselves intelligently to the situation. In theory, everybody should be able to do it and have a good experience. But because of corrupt governments and control freaks that don't want people to free themselves and become aware of a bigger picture, it's still kept illegal. It's a crime against humanity, you know? And if you don't understand that, well, you don't understand. Same thing with mushrooms, too. Mushrooms, you know, should be eat more easily available. All these people selling on the internet and stuff like that, it's a big problem with that because you can't trust them. You don't know who's selling what. You don't know whose cops trying to set you up and arrest you because you're looking to buy something illegal. Certain substances should be illegal. In fact, all substances should be illegal. And quickly people would find out what is safe to do, what will give something positive and what won't. And then there will be some regulations to quality and quantity and safety. As long as things are kept legal, and that's what government wants, people are going to get screwed. And that's what government wants. Government, again, like I've been taking down this trip here, government is something invented by negative ET races coming to Earth and setting us up in a system where the elite control the many. And that is not what works best for humanity. And specifically, just look at the insanity of our modern-day society. I mean, first of all, we have all these big farms. Big farms are not good for the average people. That's corporations trying to make big profits, you know, at the expense of Mother Earth and the expense of the people. Big farms should be made illegal, really. We should all go back to small farming and everybody would get their farm products locally from local farms. You know, that's the way it was at one time, and that's where it should go back to. These big farms are NFG. You know, the great for companies like Monsanto that want to give you one corrupt crop that's easy to grow. They leave the pesticides in, leave the poisons in, because that works great with the pharmaceutical companies. You eat food that poisons you, makes you sick, and then you have to go to your doctor who gives you all fake medicine from the pharmaceutical companies via kickback scheme, And that's how bad the situation is. One thing affects the other. And that's an important thing that needs to be straightened out. Down with the big farms, you know? What do we care about with corporations making big profits? We want farm food grown locally by small farms where the food will be healthier and will all be more beneficial to everyone. And that's the way it needs to go, you know. Luckily, this guy, RFK, got elected to the government, got approved. Hopefully, he'll take his knowledge and start working on getting all the crappy fake food out of the supermarkets. And maybe he'll take an interest in getting rid of the big farms. Some of the other stupid things that in our world exist. You know, I don't know how many years ago, but 20 years ago, 30 years ago, they passed a stupid law that they're going to have to, they do radiate all fruits that come into the United States from anywhere but the mainland. You know? You radiate fruit, you know, in fear of bringing something in. You're negating the quality of the food. You know, there's a real poor understanding how the human body works. Recognizes the food by your body recognizes food by vibration. You kill the vibration with radiation, your body won't recognize the food. Even if it tastes the same, you're getting cheated out of other nutritious values of food. And why is anybody doing anything about that? You know? Everybody is brain dead and allowing shit to happen, you know? And you can't wait on government to do anything because they are so stupid, bought out traders. And they are not going to do anything pretty much for people, you know? And these are important things to understand. The people need to take command of their representatives, you know? Basically, most of the law should be changed. But we need the representatives to change the law. And so the only way, you know, we need to organize things like protests need to be more on a personal level with a local representative to get him to agree to only do what we tell him to do. If you want a representative, represent us, as an elected representative, you need to be doing only what we tell you to do. You need to consult with us and come to us, the general public, every day of your life that you're working, and ask us what we want. Don't ask the corporations what they want. Ask the people, what the regular people, the common people, what we want. And until you do that, you're not worthy of your position to receive a salary. And we need to start, you know, going after the bond money, forcing these people to resign. Look at the insanity going on in New York right now. Mayor, whatever his name is, we don't even need to know his name. Stupid mayor of New York, we can call him. Everybody, there's a large group of people that want him out because there's too much corruption been found on him. And the whole thing is dragging out with big judges and all other kinds of crap. The governor is not listening to the people. The people want him removed. And she's the one who has the authority to do that. Well, we need a better system than that because we're always going to have uncooperative governors that are paid bribe money or threaten to lose their position of authority unless they do what the elites say. We need to circumvent this stuff. And like we got a bad mayor in New York City, the capital of the world, a guy who does really nothing for the people there. Just look at his track record. He thinks being the mayor is about standing in front of the TV cameras of all the mainstream media news people and blabbing around, blah, blah, blah. blah, 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 when he himself really does nothing. You know? And he's just a puppet for whatever the people with the money think New York should be run. And it's not being run for the people. Not, they're not being served at all. They're serving minority groups, which is not good for the average person. You know? What is New York City? All minorities and elites only, and there's no regular people there? And the regular people are the ones who are doing the work to keep the city running. You know? And it's all wrong. It's all being done wrong. And if there's a mayor and the people, there's a significant amount of people that realize the mayor is corrupt and not really serving the city, we should have the right to remove him without the governor's approval. And that's the kind of things we need to be working for. You know, all the laws need to be changed, too. The laws regarding who has the authority to get rid of people. Those laws definitely should be changed. Here, how about the motor vehicle laws? Oh, my God, some of the most corrupt, victimizing laws on the face of the planet. DMV's Division of Motorist Victimization. There's a waste of taxpayers' money. A system set up to extort money out of you, victimize you. You know, paying for license plates. A license plate costs less than a dollar to make, if that. And they charge you, buy a set of license plates, they charge you, instead of like, say, a dollar a piece, that's $2 if you need two plates. You know, they want to charge you $200 for that. You know, insane. Yes, and we don't have any recourse, the regular people, we don't have any recourse to stop that. And the politicians, that they're not going to lift a finger to stop that. You know, because the only time they lift their finger is when there's money behind it telling them, lift your finger and do this. And that's where it's at. We got a corrupt Congress. They're all crooks. Okay? They're all crooks. You know, we all know that. So the only way they can possibly service is to, one, resign or be willing to allow us, the people, to order them what to do. They need to become public servants. They need to listen to the masses. So when we go out there and protest, we need to be protesting to the local representative from where we're holding our protests. And we need to tell them, this is what we want you to do. We don't want any excuses. If you can't do what we're asking you to do, we want you to resign. And we need to be able to have a call for a resignation of somebody. And we don't need 1 million people to do that. Maybe something like a couple of thousand or 10,000 people to remove somebody from office. You know? These are things that need to be done. And we have to start doing it now. Can't you sit back and think that they're going to snap out of it and come and do what's right? They're not. There's no sign they are or ever will. It's time for the people to take command of their representatives. And that's a lot of hard work involved to do that. But it has to be done. Hey, listen, this is a call-in radio show. The number is 888-627-6008. If you have something to add to this conversation or just any important thing, call in. Now, to change the subject a little here, I think I mentioned a little about it last week. By the way, any of my shows, you can archive them. I've got over 7 years of shows. Connect the Dots on BBS Internet Radio. Just go to my show, Connect the Dots, 8 p.m. Central Time, USA. And you'll see the name of the show on the schedule, and you'll see my name. And you can find out valuable information about my show there. You can find out how to contact me. You can find out how to subscribe to my show. And if you're a listener on my show, you should be subscribing to this because, hey, the worker deserves its wages, you know? This isn't some big AM radio station where I get paid $1 million to perform. I've said it before, I have to cover the expenses of doing this show. So it's a big negative loss for me unless I have subscribers that are willing to help me support. It's just like public television, you know? Except it doesn't take much to subscribe to my show. $2.99 a month. It's that low. You know? If you can't find it in your heart to go and you listen to my show, what's your problem, you know? I mean, really. I talk about free societies and the societies without government. Well, government isn't going to pay me to do this show. It's the responsibility of the general public to help me keep my head above water here, you know? I'm a poor person. I live below the poverty rate. That's right. And every little bit of money I have, you know, goes into putting this radio show out there. So you want to let me suffer and drop lower down the scale? And I will, because the prices on everything are going up. Life is getting more difficult. You know, I have my monetary situation is so bad. Like, I have problems with my motor vehicle now. And I don't have the money to get it fixed. How about that? You know, which puts me into a situation where until some miracle comes along or something, and I get the money to fix what needs to be fixed, it happens to be expensive. I have to go back to public transportation. And when you drive, it sucks. But that's life. Hey, you know? So that's why I have to ask, because you probably wouldn't even know that you can subscribe to my show. The lowest fee is $2.99 a month. Having your heart to maybe give $9.99 a month, or whatever. But I certainly could use a little help. The things are only getting worse because I'm one of these poor people that live below the poverty rate. You know, it's amazing how I keep my head above water sometimes. And you might be there too, but come on. What's $2.99 a month? That's 10 cents a day that you're not willing to contribute to the show I put on. You know, in any one of my shows, you're getting like 1 year of college education in a one-hour show. And I've done the two-hour shows also. But I'm not one of these people that just comes on here to talk. I've got nothing to say. When I speak, I have important information. You know? So I just thought I'd mention that. And so we're at the point now where years 20, 25, this is the year it's going to happen in the first half, supposedly. It's hard to believe. It's not that far away, a month, two, something like that. The event is going to happen. Meanwhile, as I was reviewing before, we have all these visitations by extraterrestrial beings, most of them negative. And we have secret military governments working with them, conspiring with them, and withholding all the truth that they got from them, all the key information, withholding from us, not sharing with us, still pretending that there are no ETs out there, you know, still doing this stupid insanity stuff. Oh, we're going to send a mission to Mars. Man, we got colonies on Mars. We got transfer points where we can zip over to Mars in a matter of seconds, just like that show, Stargate SG-1. That's a good show. We're doing reruns in the New York City area, but go to any video library and get yourself the whole set of SD1 episodes. I don't know whether it was on 9 years, 10 years, or whatever, but there's hundreds of episodes, and then you can get an idea of how many different cultures are out there in the universe, and the fact that we do have Stargate-type travel is a reality. We do have time travel, another reality. We do have teleportation, another reality. We do have med beds. All this stuff is being kept from us. Replicators, just like on Star Trek, you know, that can make anything, not only food, but objects too. And there's a lot of good beings out there in the universe. They've been helping us for the last 12 years, trying to free us from the electronic fins, the black holes placed in our auras, all kinds of bad things that have been duped upon us. The frequency weapons are still in use. You know, the 5G is a frequency weapon. They're subjecting us to that. The chemtrail planes are still flying. Government isn't doing anything to stop this. That's why I keep saying to people, the regular citizens, we have to take control of our representatives and force them to represent us. You know, one way or another, we have to force them to do this because they're not voluntarily doing it. They're not doing it of their own volition, and there's no reason to believe that they're going to start voluntarily to do this. It has to go like push to shove. It has to go to be brought to a point where it's going to wake them up. The door has to be slammed in their face. So to a point where they wake up and realize, we're not messing around anymore. Stop wasting our taxpayers' money. Stop stealing our taxpayers' money. Stop throwing us by the wayside and do what you're supposed to be doing. You took an oath, but you're not living up to your oath. And why don't you change the laws the way we want them changed? We don't want you to just change laws. We want you to change the laws that we tell you how we want the law to be. We don't want these oppressive laws that make our lives difficult. There's hundreds, if not thousands, of oppressive laws on the book. Let's start with the obvious one to see. Seatbelts, forcing people to wear seatbelts. It's evil. It's oppressive. It ruins your health. When you limit the amount of breath you can take in your body, that's harming you. We need to start talking about that. We just need to demand the repeal of that. Plus, it's just an easy scam for cops to ride up and make you say you don't have the seatbelt on and give you a ticket. If you're a smart person, you don't have your seatbelt on because you understand that breath is important and you don't want something restricting your breathing just because there's a stupid friggin' law. Stop complying. You know, am I the only one that has the guts to talk about this? You know, stop complying to evil laws. You know, have a backbone. Take off that seatbelt. Don't ever put it on again. I mean, sure, there's some people that are out of it. If you're unconscious, I guess you need a seatbelt because you won't be able to respond if there's a close call on the road, you know. And the airbags are a danger to everyone. I mean, everybody's riding around with airbags. That airbag can come off. Pop out for no reason at all and kill you, if not seriously harm you. You know, why are they forcing us to ride around in cars with airbags that can pop out at 200 miles an hour and seriously harm us? Come on, if you're driving a car and the airbag pops up in your face, you're probably going to get in an accident just because the airbag popped out. You don't think they can pop out? Why? Come on. You know? So anyhow, that's the issue. You know, we, humanity, the people, need to take command of our government and start forcing them by hook or crook, by whatever means possible, to do what we want them to do. And if they don't comply, there has to be penalties that they have to pay for not listening to the representatives that they are supposed to be representing. We have a right to do this. And we have a right to enforce our will on the politicians. This requires actions. This requires us getting together and forming a game plan to make this happen. It's not going to happen just because I'm saying it. You know, maybe if I was the president, I could give an order and get things going in the right direction. But somebody else has that position right now. And that's the way it is. So, people, you know, don't just listen to what I say. Become responsive to what I say. Because if you can't be responsive to somebody like me who has a game plan to go out there and let's make it happen, you're part of the problem. And if you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. And that's the bottom line. And we the people, have to come together as friends and join in unison in logical plans of physical actions to get things done, to get the politicians, the elected politicians, to do what we want them to do. And, hey, you can contact me. Go to BBS Radio. If I've inspired you enough to do something, get in touch with me. You can email me. Hey, follow me on Twitter. You can communicate via my tweets. In fact, hey, my hashtag is Tom Edison Prayers. You should read my tweets and retweets because I'm on Twitter to be supportive of people that are bringing other things to the table. How about all the old church bells that disappeared? You know, you got to wonder, why did graveyards, there's pictures of graveyards of giant church bells just sitting there. Why were they all taken down? Why were they all put in junkyards? You know? Who was trying to stab humanity in the back? You know, church bells are good. They bring out tones. They're beneficial to the health of human beings. So why take them all down unless you wanted to make people sick? You wanted to take away things that were good for them. And that's a common theme that's around in all aspects of life. They've done that with the church bells. They've done that with the automobiles. Take away the things that people love. They did that with the old beautiful buildings, destroyed them all and put up rectangle-shaped glass structures that have no aesthetic value whatsoever. And, you know, this would have never happened if the people had control of society, but the politicians sell out to the money, and if a building corporation can put up a cheap structure, never mind if it's ugly, if they can put it up cheaper than a quality building, they're going to do it. But that's not to the benefit of humanity. Okay, what else? Hey, you know, go visit the scheduling of BBS Internet Radio. Look up my show, Connect the Dots, 8 p.m. Central Time, Station 1. Click on my name, click on the name of the show, find the things that I'm involved in. be a supporter of my show. I've got two albums out there on CD Baby. I've got 23 songs on Songs Better Than Dylan. It's out there on YouTube. You know, CD Baby album. Each song is 99 cents to download. You can't tell me that if you listen to 23 songs on that album that you don't even like one of them. I won't believe that, because I put some great songs on there. They're philosophical. They're positive. They're party songs. Yeah, I got another album, American Party Songs. And the album has 12 songs, but can't tell me that there isn't one on there that you like if you take the time to listen to it. Download it for 99 cents. You can support my show that way, too. Well, we're coming to the end of the show. I hope I've enlightened some of you some way. The event is coming. It's going to be that whoosh of energy that's going to transmute reality. You know? It's like the caterpillar turning into the butterfly. It's going to happen to us humans. We're going to give up the carbon form blood and flesh body for a diamond type silicon body. And that is the upgrade from the third dimension to the fifth dimension. It's going to happen at the event. It's not far off. It's going to happen, you know, real quick out of nowhere. We don't know exactly what it's going to feel like, but it's promised to happen before the end of the first half of this year. That is not far away. Tell your brothers and sisters, start talking about this, because this is something to look forward to, followed by the landing of the good ET races that are going to bring us the health med beds to cure us of our ailments, and the replicators to give us free food and free objects, and then the anti-gravity machines that we can run our cars by. All these good things are coming, and they're coming before the end of this first half of 2025. Get ready to tell your friends. Hey, tell your friends to tune in next week. 8 p.m. Central Time. Connect the dots on BBS Internet Radio, Radio Free America. Okay, Mr. Engineer, I want you to take us out of here now, and we'll play a little of my music right here, Fifth Countdown. Hey, listen to the song, I Gotta Be Somebody. The words, it's my anthem. It could be your anthem, too. Hey, it's also available on Songs Better Than Dylan. It's the first one, I Gotta Be Somebody. Hey, Mr. Engineer, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, you're a liar. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. My stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Without fear, it is clear to the world.